Welcome back to the Apartment B21 podcast. This is episode 35, not 23. Probably some of you might have seen last week that I made a post on Instagram, and our thumbnail for the episode says episode 22. It's not.
What an idiot.
Yeah, somehow I let that happen.
You can probably fix that, right?
Yeah, I could just redo it. It'll take me a minute, but yeah, I can do it.
I'm sure you can easily just go change the thumbnail. And at least not in the Instagram post, but you can change the caption at least to the Instagram post.
Yeah, it's a big yikes over here. Anyways, I don't really have like a whole lot to talk about this week. I didn't have any big topics other than it's fucking snowing. We got snow.
Oh yeah, we're snowed in here.
Yeah, dude, I haven't been able to go to work for a few days. Mavs had to make the journey anyways because he's a slave right now.
They call
me metaphorically speaking. Yeah. They basically said you could sleep here if you'd like. By like, I mean you will if you can't. But yeah, we're recording this on February 16th, not our normal recording day. It's a Tuesday night, not a Saturday. Good old Mav had a 6 day in a row shift. He works 12-hour shifts, so shit's kind of crazy. So we decided waiting until the last day he had to work.
Yeah,
we're nice guys, you know.
Yeah, you know, yeah, just man. Always thinking about the little guys, you know.
The little guys.
Yep.
But yeah, it snowed like crazy. Like
I should
more. I think it's the most snow we've had in the past like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, probably.
Yes.
Well, I think it's the most snow and ice at once. I don't think we broke any records, but like the last time it snowed, it was just snow. There's a fuck ton of ice this time.
I don't even remember the last time it snowed. It's like the last time I remember snowing was like 5 years ago.
I think it was when we were all in the apartment.
Snowed like earlier this year.
I mean like this.
Bro, the snow that we had was like a dusting. Like
yeah, I'm talking about the snow like this. The snow that we had last time, I woke up. By the time I woke up, it was melted and gone.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
Like, it snowed at night, and I remember seeing it snow. By the time I woke up, it was gone. But this has been here for 2 days now.
Yeah, let me tell
and
you.
And it's like white. Like, it's like what you want Christmas to be like.
Your boy learned how to drive on snow and ice real quick.
See, I learned how to do. I do remember when it was really icy at the apartment. Now that you bring it up, because I remember having to drive through it.
Yeah, I said fuck that. I told them that the gate didn't work, and they were like, "Ah, shit, that's crazy." And I was like, "Yeah, I can't get my car out. Sorry."
The crazy part is that it actually wasn't working for a small period of time.
Yeah, and just not when in, I like, said a it.
Shitty gate. Yeah.
they basically.
Yeah, I remember driving to work, and like I was literally driving in the middle of both lanes because. For some reason, that's where the ice was kind of cleared out in the middle of both lanes. So, yeah.
Well, that's kind of how it was today. We drove around a little bit because, like, we ran out of shit. Like, we were obviously not prepared because we thought that it was just going to be, like, not a lot. And then it was a lot, and we're still getting more. Yeah, like, I'm probably going to be able to make it to work tomorrow. I haven't been able to the past few days. I'm going to make it to work tomorrow, and then it's immediately going to snow another fucking 3 to 4 inches, allegedly, overnight Wednesday into Thursday. And so we're just going to be fucked all over again.
Yeah, I ordered a package. I was supposed to be here on Monday, which it definitely could have been here on Monday. Well, it could have been here on Saturday, but they just didn't deliver it on Saturday.
Right.
For some reason, like, it was already in the area, like, Saturday morning. Or something. Yeah, Saturday morning it was in the area. So, like, they could have delivered it Saturday. But then they decided to wait. And it's still not here because of the weather. And it was supposed to be delivered yesterday.
I have a package that was supposed to arrive today. It just says that it's in transit. And it's probably going to...
Yeah, mine just stopped updating because of the weather.
Oh, shit.
Apparently, it's, right. like, all across, like, the country, too. Like, it's not just here. Like, Texas is fucked, I've heard.
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah, this is it. Apparently got to, this is it. Apparently got to Nashville tonight, so I might get it tomorrow. We'll see.
I don't think you will. I'm gonna be honest with you. Well who's it through? Is it through FedEx or USPS? If it's through USPS, you'll probably get it.
It is UPS.
UPS? Okay, yeah. I don't know about UPS. I know FedEx is delayed. I know the mailman came to my apartment today. But yeah, I don't know. But yeah. Yeah, and I have like samples that I need for my next drop that are gonna be overnight shipped, and I'm not sure if I'll even get them until the fucking weather clears up.
Yeah, I mean it's unfortunate. I mean, it is what it is, though. I mean,
apparently they canceled flights into Nashville, and I'm assuming out of Nashville as well.
I'm sure that they are probably having a hard time keeping the runways clear. So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because like in the beginning,
they don't make off-road tires for airplanes.
No,
aren't they like all off-road though?
I think they're for in the air.
Yeah, I mean they're designed to just land on asphalt and that's it.
Yeah, probably. And them things still bounce up.
Them things bounce, bro.
But yeah, we had a fun little trip to the grocery store today, Ryan. That was fun.
Yeah, it was like you know, typically it takes you like, I don't know, say I were to pick up good old Charles and walk again. Under normal circumstances, it would probably have been like 20 minutes faster. But yeah,
you
mean,
probably
the roads
would have
weren't...
been able to pick me up and go to the pick me and Charles up and go to the grocery store in like 20 minutes. But I don't know how long it took you to total.
It didn't take too long. And like the roads were relatively clear. It's really sloshy right now. So like overnight, I think a lot of it's going to refreeze. And then on top of that, once it snows again, it's just gonna fuck it again. So I mean,
yeah. And for context, so Charles, first off, right when I woke up, I was like, I'm out of food, like I need food. Is Postmates delivering? And I checked, and they weren't. And I was like, even if they were, I probably still wouldn't order because like that's kind of fucked. But I mean, it's their choice to go out and to try to deliver food.
I doubt there's a lot of people that were actually running Postmates though.
There was not. I just checked, and I think there was like one restaurant available, and it was Panera, which I think they do that through Panera, which is like they have their own delivery people, I think.
Yeah.
And the delivery fee was like $18 unless you hit a certain amount of money. It was very weird.
Jeez.
But yeah, so there was no one doing that, so I was like, okay, do I have anything here? And I know I don't. I didn't have any groceries. So we were just kind of talking about that, and then at some point, Ryan was like, oh, I'm going to go like try to leave and see if I'll be able to go to work tomorrow. And then like he was like, oh, I'm just going to go to the grocery store. And I think Charles was like, yeah, can you like pick me up? So they were going to the grocery store and I was just chilling. And then I get a call and he's like, hey, do you want to come with us? And I was like, I do need groceries. So apparently like, so Charles, the reason he had to be picked up is because his tires are like kind of bald. They're like, they're getting pretty bad. And he lives at the bottom of a hill. He lives at the bottom of a hill, so he could not get up the hill. And he's getting picked up for work tomorrow, I believe. So he can actually go to work. But yeah, he could not get up the hill, so he had to be picked up. He had to walk to the top of the hill and carry the groceries from the top of the hill.
Well, no, I drove him all the way down.
Oh, did you make it up the hill?
What a nice guy.
Yeah, I made it back up the hill. Well, I said that if my car got stuck, that's just an excuse not to go to work. So I said, nice. It's all right.
Yeah.
Plus, my aunt's house is literally like a block away from his, so I could just drop it off my car there.
Yeah, and yeah, you can just walk home. Well, you had groceries, but.
Yeah, somebody could have gotten me, probably. Yeah.
And then my tires are literally just bald. Like, they are like as probably as close, they're way past due. Like, every time I go like to get like something my car looked at or something, they're like, your tires like are bad. And I'm just like, yeah, I know.
Do they
how
pull
much
that little the little and meter out and like put it in your tread and be like, look at how
bald
you are.
They don't have to because there's no tread. There's no meter. It's smooth.
Smoother
like,
than
my tires
Ryan's
are
brain,
smooth.
Dog.
I sanded them down so I could like get more traction on the interstate during the
summer.
Did
you really?
Yes, he really took a sander to his tires.
I really sanded my tires, yeah, because I didn't like all the ridges in them.
Something about the way you said that.
I didn't like how bumpy they were.
Legitimate.
Yeah, they were really like, they just weren't smooth. Like, the tires weren't smooth, so I sanded them down, you know.
Like, brand,
now they look
like,
real pretty and
tire.
Smooth. They look real pretty and smooth now, you know. But no, yeah, I need new tires. I would not have been able to make it out of my apartment complex parking lot. Like, there's some days when it's just raining, when like it rained, and I literally like kind of lose traction around the corner when I leave my apartment complex.
Well, like, I bought new tires last year because of that reason. Like, I was driving home from Nashville every day, and like one day it was just raining really bad on the interstate, and I just like fucking I had like I kept just it just there was no absolutely no traction. I was sliding. I was like, so like, oh fuck, it's about time, isn't it? I waited till like the last possible second to get those replaced, which is probably not a good idea.
Yeah, I'm definitely past due. I'll get some soon, maybe. I just really don't want to spend the money.
Bro, just take a knife out there
I
and
don't.
etch your own trident in there.
Like, the thing is, though, I just don't leave that much already. Like, oh, etch more tread. I saw a video where people do that shit.
No,
They get like
dude.
a clay carver for like ceramics, and they cut the rubber out and etch new
Oh,
tread in.
no.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a good idea to me.
Pretty cool. Yeah, new tires. Probably not though. I don't want to spend that kind of money.
It's
Where
a lot all at once. I mean,
Yeah.
I hate just spending big amounts of money like all on one like sitting. It'd be one thing if I could like buy like a tire in a day. I'd feel so much better about that, but then you just drop 500 to $1,000 in tires, depending on what type of
See,
tires
I
you get.
wouldn't like if I had a house, I wouldn't mind like every once in a while, like buy a new tire, and then when I have four, get them on salt. But I don't have anywhere to put four tires, and like space out the payment. Cause like, I mean, I could buy it. I just really don't want to. Like, I just don't like spending that much money at once, unless it's something I want, you know?
Right.
Like necessities
Just
just are
want
boring.
tires.
It's literally just it's literally
You
that
know what?
simple.
I'm gonna start manifesting the want for tires. The thing is, I want new wheels. I want new wheels. And that's the problem.
Do you want new wheels just because it'll make your car look cooler, or do you want them because you need new wheels?
Nobody needs new wheels, really. I just want new wheels. That's why I didn't say I need new wheels.
That's fair. You didn't. Yeah.
Ryan, you just asked, do you want new wheels because you need them or because you want them?
Yeah, I see what I said.
That's
Okay,
what you
just
just asked.
in my head, it sounded fine. Just
Yeah.
when the words came
It
to play,
happens. It
just
happens. But
yeah.
yeah, I want new wheels 'cause I mean I want my car to look nice. I like my car looking nice. And that's the only thing I really have left is wheels. And I've been wanting to buy them for a while, but I wanted to wait until my tires were like done, 'cause I didn't want to buy new wheels and have like perfectly good tires and just like have them kind of go to waste or sell them or whatever. So I was just like, I'm just gonna wait until these wheels are like ready to go. So like just get as much use out of them as possible. And I've passed that point. So but now I'm in a position where like I don't really want to spend that money anymore. So yeah. That's the story of my wheels.
Nice,
Dude, you know
dude.
what's like really like what's really satisfying? It's like kind of seeing like your pet be like in bliss. Like you know that they're just so happy in the moment. So my husky Samara, this is like the first time it's like snowed since we've had her. And like last year it like
She's probably so
dusted a
happy.
few times. Dude, she was fucking flipping out. Like she wanted me to fucking run down the street with her, all right? And like she did not want to stop. I was out there for like 20, 30 minutes with her. It's fucking 10 degrees outside. She's just smiling, jumping around. And I'm just like I want to go inside and freeze my ass off. And I had to drag her up the porch to get her inside. She did not want to go inside.
Probably in the time of her
She belongs.
life.
Yeah, she fucking loved it. Hero did not. He when it was raining, like ice raining, he was cool. He even, decided to take a shit in the snow, which is something I've never seen him do. He's normally terrified of the snow. But then this morning when we took him out, when it was like a fucking there's like half of not half of like 4 inches of snow like on like the steps, like he just kind of sunk into him, and he didn't know what to do, so we had to pick him up and put him into the grass, which was just more snow. He was not vibing. He took a pee and he was like, I will just hold this shit in for the he has not shit. We've tried to take him out. He's just gonna hold it in inevitably until it, fucking melts. He's a different breed of animal.
I actually
Yeah,
thought he was a
Shiba.
Shiba.
That's a different
Yeah.
breed.
It's you know what I meant. Anyways, yeah, I mean like he's, you know that feeling like when you're someplace that you don't feel comfortable shitting and you're just like, I will hold it in. Like, I don't care. I'm just not shitting here.
That's how he is. I'm one of those people where, like, I really will just, if I absolutely have to, I will, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I used to do electrical work. So I had to, like, take a shit in a fucking porta potty and, like, freezing temperatures. And that shit sucked. There's nothing worse than sitting on a porta potty when it's that cold outside.
Jeez.
Like, you're literally taking a shit outside.
Piss on the toilet seat's, like, frozen up. Oh, yeah.
Okay, they're never that dirty. Like, they're only that dirty at, like, big job sites. And I only had to work on a couple, luckily, big ones. And, dude, there was literally shit on toilet seats in those. But I didn't have to work on freezing.
I was going to say, I had that happen just, like, in my workplace. Like, I went to go take a shit the other day, and there's a fucking turd on the seat. Like, on the fucking seat. Like, I just turned back around.
Are those restrooms that are shared with customers?
Yeah. Okay, we don't have, like, private ones.
In that case, you're, like, customers are kind of, like, sick people sometimes, so, like...
No, they're just old, retarded people.
Yeah.
Son, I didn't make it quite to the toilet. You might want to tell somebody about that.
I kind of missed...
No, our bathrooms are on the complete opposite side of the store, come to like where the pharmacy is. It's kind of shit, low key.
Yeah, like honestly, the toilets were never that dirty. They did stink sometimes, but they were never really that dirty. One time there was like no toilet paper, but luckily I didn't start going until I realized there was no toilet paper, and like we kept some in the truck for that scenario, because people fucking. They use way too much toilet paper in those porta potties.
I think people use too much toilet paper in general. I had this thought the other day while taking the shit in my house that, you know, the Charmin commercials that are like, oh, you only need to use fucking two little splotches. There's no way I'm wiping my ass with just two little blocks. There's just no way. I don't trust that.
I don't care
what brand you are.
I use four.
I think smooth is like 4 to 6.
No, that's the range. 6 is too much.
Squares? Okay,
if you're having a wet ass shit,
bro, I don't limit myself to a number. I just fucking wipe till I'm clean.
Not total. Per wipe,
I do 4 squares. Every time. You're trying to literally tell me every time. Like... 4 squares per wipe.
Yeah, I think that's probably fine. I mean, it depends on the brand. Like, sometimes they'll cheap out.
I mean, if it's one ply, which the only situations where I'm ever in using one ply is like in public restrooms. I just go until I'm comfortable, until it feels like it's thick enough.
Until it's thick enough.
So yeah. I mean, and they're usually not squares. It's usually just fucking rip them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if it's two ply, like if I'm at like a house, 4 squares. Might use 5 if it's not my house, but 4 squares in my bathroom.
See, that's fair. I don't know where Charmin got off, and unless it's not Charmin, it's one of these fucking companies where they got off saying that 2 of them was enough.
How many do you use, Mav?
I just like I don't know. It depends.
You don't use like you don't count the squares out, because I literally whenever I wipe I like pull it out. 4 squares, tear it at 4.
3 to 6.
Fold it up perfectly. 3 to 6.
It just depends.
See, I use 3 when I'm running low.
But
if I look at the roll and I'm like, there might not be enough, I use 3. But I'm never using 6. I might accidentally use 5.
If it's like real...
But never 6.
Real moist. That's when I do that.
See, that's when 3 is a no. Like, 4 is always like... Enough, you know.
I think it really depends on the shit. Now, if you have like a really like that shit just glides out of you, solid, and it just like whew, gone. All right, you probably can get away with the least amount possible, and that might even be a ghost wipe. Honestly, sometimes you get lucky.
Never.
Right, but if it's wet. I'm taking precautions. I might even do extra.
I always think so. Because too, with, like afterwards.
Yeah, see, well, I'm definitely nowadays. Wipes. Like we always have wipes on deck because of my daughter or whatever. So like, I'm always wiping once, and then it's a fucking one go with the toilet paper.
What?
Wait, hang on.
Yeah, like you you wipe with one wipe, so it's like a nice like fucking gets everything, and then you do like with the fucking toilet paper.
The wipe's not a magnet.
No, you don't go back to toilet paper after the wipe. You can't do that.
No, I definitely. Do and it works perfectly fine.
But look, the wipe is
like,
not a poop.
I bet your asshole why would like the I little bear off... on the Charmin commercial where he got all the little specks
why,
on it.
Why would I dry wipe and then leave my butthole wet after
it's
I pull
refreshing.
Out my pants?
It's refreshing.
It's not. I don't think so.
But dude, you realize your butt's gonna be wet if you wipe it with toilet paper. It's gonna leave little bits of toilet paper in your
yeah,
butt.
Yeah, dude, you like that I Charmin bear. You,
I promise you that doesn't happen.
And also, if you're just doing one wet wipe and one toilet paper wipe, you might not be clean enough.
No, I promise you.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's clean.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because I don't have bad shits often.
I don't use wet wipes, but those things aren't poop magnets. They don't get every bit of poop out of your butt.
You gotta really screw with them.
And it's one pass and it's done. You can't go back for another pass.
I just think that my shits, it sounds like my shits are different than yours.
It's because I'm a man, I guess.
You got man shits, I got little baby
yeah,
shits.
Dude,
I guess,
take
it if it I guess, man. I know Mav's got man shits. It's just when I lived with him, he racked up the toilet paper, bro. Motherfucker used a ton of that shit.
Bro, I did not use as much as you thought I did.
Bro, you literally just said, like...
I used a lot of wipes.
You used a lot of toilet paper, dude. I started keeping it in my room, just so I didn't ever run out, you know? I didn't want to run out, so I just started buying my own. Keeping that shit separate. Using my four squares. Not saying I only use four squares. Like I probably used minimum 12 per poop, you know, three passes. But one wet wipe and then one dry wipe—that just seems.
Yeah, that's.
I think
you're
the one
a
wet wipe
monster.
What one wet wipe in my personal shit preference is like two runs of a dry.
No, that's not how it works,
bro. Are you wrong for that?
I if you say that it takes you like three runs. A four each, one wet and then a dry. I think I'm good.
That's just not how like it works.
Look, I'm just telling you, if it's a, I'm obviously gonna use more if my butthole is still like producing. If there's still shit on the wipe, like do you not look at it? Like I clearly like wipe my ass. I'm like, oh that's like not clean. I obviously gotta go back.
Hey, real so, quick, like, I got a question. How do blind people know when they're done?
I can only assume that they taste.
You ever seen that video where it's the dude is like, oh, this is how we taste ice cream here at Eddie's Ice Cream. You take a scoop of it and you put it on the tongue. Cover all 9,000 taste. And he just like keeps doing that. I just imagine that's how they do, you know?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know any blind people, Sam.
Do blind people know...
Do they do a sniff test or do they like I think I read somewhere
dry wipe,
that they like
wet wipe,
stick it together
dry wipe,
and
flush.
If it
okay
sticks...
look Ryan see look this guy does dry wet dry flush wait isn't there a dog for that isn't that what a dog is for
no.
They have a heightened sense of touch so they know when something is sticking that is true when they wipe they like feel the poop more you know.
How much of that like heightened sense crap is true? Is that like a proven fact, or is that
yes,
just like we like to
sure
assume that?
No, they definitely have a heightened sense.
This person says they have echolocation. First, as a blind person, first a blind person takes a specific amount of toilet paper and folds it a certain way, as if they were to use it to wipe. Then he lets out a high pitched chirp, inaudible to weak ears of the non-blind. This reflects an audio signal to the ear, and they instantly visualize the exact fold of the toilet paper. Then they take another sheet of toilet paper and fold it in the exact same manner, again using the inaudible, high-pitched chirp to ensure both pieces are folded in the exact same way. They can hold one toilet paper piece in each hand because they do not need the other hand to support them on the toilet because they're blind. Then the blind person takes one paper and wipes his butt, then repeats the trip and compares the test paper, which wiped the poop, with the clean one. If there is a rough mass on top of the wipe one, then there's still poop. The cycle is repeated,
you know, until sounds the poop like
is gone. So basically, they use echolocation to tell what the unpoop paper, like no poop paper, is, and every time they wipe, they use their echolocation to see if there's no poop on it after wiping.
You know, it's really funny that that's how it was worded. That reminds me of the fucking episode of Avatar: The Last Airbender, where they're like, they're recapping the story, but it's through like the Fire Nation doing a play. And so they say that like Toph can see by echolocation, so she screeches and can see people around her. And that's how they like interpreted it. So that's fucking funny that that's basically what they're describing.
This person says when they pass out from blood loss, when it tastes like blood,
when it tastes
when your tongue starts sticking to the toilet paper,
stops.
Starts.
Oh, because they're no longer licking shit. They're
when the toilet paper stops. I'm sure they can just smell it. When it stops smelling like shit.
That's very interesting.
Oh, this one's probably the safest bet. Just take a shower after you shit each time. Yeah. That's what I would probably do.
Yeah, but what if you're in public? Paper.
They probably just wouldn't shit in public. Home. Yeah.
It just sounds like they're going to be going home afterwards, like, honestly.
There's some people that don't shit in public when they're not blind.
Yeah, I mean, I try not to. It took, like, I've been working at my current job for, like, 6 months. It's only recently that I started shitting at work, so.
Bro, I love shitting at work. Unlimited baby wipes.
Yeah, but I'm sure you're, like, I'm sure you have, like, a work bathroom.
I, things, see, right? You know what?
Yeah, but I use the public restroom. Like, not public restroom, but, like, there's a bigger restroom that like is open to the public too. I use that one. I take a pack of wipes in there with me, bro. That sandpaper fucking toilet paper does not even come close to my ass, dude. I fucking crack open a fresh pack of Huggies and go to town.
Every time, bro.
I crack that shit open brand new because I don't want a dry wipe.
Bro, why don't you just leave the wipes in there?
Because like, other people use the wipes, so I always bring an extra pack just to make sure I have enough.
Look, my thought is you work on a floor where everybody should have their own private bathroom in their room.
Yeah, but
if I'm not mistaken,
like other nurses so, do the same.
Hey,
thing.
Hey, you want to know what you know? What, you don't want to know what these patients' private bathroom is? It's their fucking pants.
Yeah, for us, they're fucking diapies. What are you talking about?
They're fucking diapies, bro.
Yeah, I forget you're the dude who has to clean that.
Yep.
So do you still have to do that? Because I remember when you were just like a tech there, that was definitely your gig. Do you still do that as a nurse?
Yeah, I still do that. You want to hear what I did yesterday? I gave some dude 2 enemas and 2 suppositories, like trying to get him to shit.
Did he ask for that?
No, he did not ask for that.
No, I'm sure after a certain amount of time, if you haven't shit, it's probably like an emergency mandatory situation.
Shit.
Dude, there's this one time my daughter was like maybe, I don't know, a little bit over a year at this point. And she like probably a year and a half, almost 2 years old or something. Anyway, I'm sitting with her. We're watching TV. She comes over to me, sits like in between my legs, and she's like, she just starts grunting. And she's trying to take a shit, and I'm like, I was like, okay, are you good? And this is like 10 minutes later. She goes, no, I'm still pooping. I sat with that girl for 2 hours as she tried to take a shit. I didn't know what to do. I called her mom and I told her she needed to come home immediately, that she's gonna fucking die. She's having fucking so constipated. We had to end up giving her an enema, poor kid. But I just sat with her for 2 hours and she tried to shit. And she wouldn't let me help.
How would you help? Pull it out of her?
Yeah, bro. What?
No, like I was like
get the cow gloves.
I said like, I was like, do you want to try going on the potty? And she said no. And then I said, well, like I started, I called my mom and I was like, do we have like any like enemas or anything? And she's like, no. And I'm like, shit, I'm gonna have to get her mom to come home.
Probably like, what the fuck is Ryan calling about?
I said, there's no way in hell I'm giving her an enema. I was like, I'm not putting anything up her butt. I was like, I don't feel comfortable doing that. I did not. No, I made my mom do it 100%.
Nice.
She brought home the enema and took care of it. But poor kid, Jesus. I can't imagine not being able to shit. Like if you got like you gotta go. I've never been constipated before. So like
me neither.
I can't imagine like sitting there just like knowing you have to shit but you can't shit.
Yeah, I've never happened to me, at least as far as I know.
Matt, remember that time at the apartment where you were like shitting for like an hour and a half straight?
Bro, I had to get up and walk around because it was like I've never been constipated before. But that right there was.
See, if anything, I've been in many times. I've been in states where like my stomach hurts so bad that I'm just like.
No, I had shits like, God, this is so gross. This whole episode. Can we talk about something?
All right, I'll just say what I was gonna say. I've been in a state multiple times where my stomach has hurt so bad that I'm just like, nonstop, just liquid. Like nonstop, like
oh, I'm aware. We're all aware.
Yeah,
it's like I don't know if it's the spicy food. Just like I there was a point where I had like an iron stomach, but I think I might have eaten too much spicy food, and then I stopped.
That you fucking melted the stomach.
Yeah, and then I stopped eating spicy food. I don't eat nearly as much spicy food as I used to. I still put hot sauce in most foods, but I don't eat nearly as much spicy food.
Recently, I've been eating more spicy food, so I've seen an uptick in, like, my stomach being fucked up in the middle of the night. But, yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's like, I eat something that, like, kind of fucks with my stomach, and I forget that it fucks with my stomach. So I get it again, and I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot about this.
Dude, I told you guys about how I almost died, like, 2 weeks ago, right?
What, did you eat something with ginger in it?
Oh, yeah. So, like, I went to Teriyaki Madness, which is this place in town that I love and everybody else thinks is mediocre. But anyways, I love it. And I really like their spicy chicken. It's really good. But they had this new one that they said is like different flavor. It's hotter. I was like, fuck it. I'll give it a try. All right. So I got like my normal one and I was like, you know what? I'll bring this to work or something tomorrow. And I forgot to bring it to work. So I just ate it for dinner the next day. And like 20 minutes after I ate it, shit was really hot. It was like one of those heats that like doesn't hit you while you're eating it, but once you're done, that's when it kicks in. And so I'm sitting there, I'm like, man, this is real hot. I was like, can you bring me some milk? Like I like my girlfriend was downstairs and she brought me up some milk, and apparently I was just like breaking out in hives and like didn't even know it. So there was probably like some ginger in there and I fucking almost killed myself. I had to take like some Benadryl on it. It luckily worked, but yeah, that shit fucking in the middle of the night destroyed me.
Imagine
just fucking destroyed my stomach.
Imagine letting ginger do that to you.
Dude, I think the ginger might have like fucked with my stomach too a little bit, cause like it just, I was fucked every which way from all directions.
Nice. Could have been worse.
You know, it could have. You know, Matt could have been seeing me in the hospital that night.
I'm very glad I'm not allergic to, like, any. Well, actually, when I was working at the grocery store, So I wasn't originally, like, allergic to anything. But then, out of nowhere, like, 2 years ago now, I want to say. Maybe 3 years ago. Like, 2 or 3 years ago, I just gained an allergy to, like, a few things. And one of them was, I was working in, like, produce department of a grocery store. I get an allergy to stone fruit, which is, if anyone doesn't know, stone fruit is pretty much any fruit with a pit in it. So, like, peaches, nectarines, plums, yeah. Like, all that shit, like cherries. There's a ton of fruit with pits. So all that shit just made me itchy, and I didn't know why I was getting itchy. I was eating peaches, I was eating cherries at work. That didn't bother me. I could eat it just fine. Like, but it just like coming in contact with it, I got really itchy. When I ate it, like my face was itchy a little bit, but like, it's not like I had like a big allergic reaction to it. It was just like, I got itchy. And also dogs. Like, I used to not be allergic to dogs, but like I am now. It's weird. Like, if I'm around dogs too much, I'll start like sneeze and shit.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but like, it is possible for that stuff to like appear, right? Like mild alert, like allergies.
Yeah, I mean,
like that.
I think it's around when like 20 years old, you can get like new allergies and shit. And I think when you're older,
like,
it happens too.
I know you like your taste buds. I don't know. Once again, this could be fucking bullshit. But I've heard this many times that like your taste buds change like a couple times, like as you're growing up, like the things you like all of a sudden just switch on you. Like, in like before high school, I wasn't a big fan of like veggies, and it wasn't like a matter of me just being like, oh, I don't fucking like veggies. I'm a kid. I just didn't like a lot of them, and nowadays I fucking love like literally basically like.
He loves bell peppers so much he puts them in spaghetti. Nasty.
I don't do that. Okay, I take major offense to that. I do not believe in that. My girlfriend does, and she's done it a few times.
Wait,
I've let it slide because I love her, but bell peppers do not belong in spaghetti.
I mean, I don't think there's a problem with bell peppers in spaghetti.
There wasn't a problem with it.
Like whole, yeah,
raw.
Whole raw strips of bell peppers.
Yeah, they were not. It threw me off. I wasn't expecting them. She doesn't do that anymore.
Raw.
We had a discussion about it.
We had a very long discussion about
cooked,
the future of our relationship.
She cooked the spaghetti, then added the bell peppers after?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's kind
of
weird.
She's also the type of motherfucker that likes, like, onions, like, just chopped fresh.
Whole raw onion chopped in there.
Like, I like onions nowadays more than I did, with, like, back in the day. But I like that shit, like, sautéed or fucking, like,
yeah.
Cooked.
Yeah, I don't like the texture of onions. I don't mind the taste. I do not like the texture of onions.
I just like, I don't know, I do like vegetables, and like I said, a lot more nowadays than I used to.
I'm...
God damn, some are fucking nasty,
see, the,
dude. I can't, some things just don't belong.
The only veggies I don't really like is, I don't like the texture of onions, and I cannot handle carrots at all. Like, carrots make me throw up. Like, that's the one thing. Like food that'll make you throw up. Oh, and olives. I don't like olives. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of olives either.
Like, broccoli is my favorite vegetable. That shit's amazing. Brussels
yeah,
sprouts are like broccoli,
great.
But just not as tasty. What else? I've never really had asparagus, so I don't know. It's one of the more like pricey produce veggies.
I think it's ass.
It stinks.
Yeah,
it fucking smells. When I work that shit, it literally makes your hands stink all day.
Have you ever,
you
ever
can wash
your
hands
piss?
Will still fucking stink. I don't eat asparagus.
Asparagus makes your pee smell bad.
It's because asparagus smells bad. That's why. Yeah, asparagus.
Dude, it's weird how shit does. Like, so like, I don't drink a lot of coffee,
bro.
But without fail, every time I drink coffee, my pee just smells
like
coffee.
Yeah, my pee
like
smells
coffee.
Like caffeine after I drink it.
I thought caffeine,
caffeine?
Smelled like...
I mean...
You mean
no,
coffee?
The caffeine.
What does caffeine smell like?
It's kind of like coffee, but it's like a... Oh, I don't know.
Is there a way for me to actually just smell caffeine? Like, do they sell caffeine
Wait,
by
does,
itself?
Does caffeine,
I don't think that's
does
a
caffeine
thing.
Caffeine to smell like yellow pee?
No, caffeine has a smell.
What does it smell like?
I'm just saying that, like, coffee has caffeine and so does Coke, but yeah, they taste
I don't
completely
know.
Different
it's,
and smell completely
kind
different.
It smells kind of like coffee, but, like, not. It's like a strong... I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. I'm going to have to piss in a cup for you guys to fucking take a whiff.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Anyways.
No.
So there's this one drug that like is prescribed like a lot when you have like a UTI. It's called pyridium, and it basically when you take it, it turns your urine like this orangey red color, And every time I hear a pharmacist tell that to somebody, I'm just like, man, I don't want to get a UTI, but I would love to take that just to see what it looks like.
There's also something called, is it methylene blue? Turns your pee like a greenish blue. Hold on, I'm pretty sure it's called methylene blue.
That's sick as fuck,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, methylene blue for UTI. Yeah.
If you don't drink much water, it'll turn bright yellow.
It's like a dye. I remember back in microbiology, we used methylene blue to like stain bacteria slides to be able to tell, what bacteria was there, and yeah. So hearing it like used in medicine's weird.
Mm. Okay. Good word.
We were talking about something the other day that I wanted to bring up, but I can't think of what it was.
Oh, really? You guys been playing any games?
Yes. Yes, really. No. I mean, same old shit, honestly. It's really dry right now. I saw a deal the other day for Cyberpunk for like $30 on Kinguin, and I was tempted. But then decided not to because, well, that game, from what I've heard, is butt, so.
Cyberpunk?
Yeah, like, our buddy Cam got it for his PC, and he said he likes it.
But he just likes the game, though. It's either you love it or hate it, yeah. I feel like
if you're not having, like, a lot of bugs, it's probably a decent experience. But I feel like, knowing my luck, I'd get bugs.
Computer mites?
Yeah. You gotta pick them out. Crush their head. That kind of vibe.
I started playing WoW again.
Yeah, I saw you were playing that this morning.
Yeah. Fun.
I wish I could get into WoW, dude. Every time I try, I just get so bored easily. Like, I don't know why. I just,
I mean, you have to get to the point where there's like a lot of stuff to do, because like, there's a lot of stuff to do throughout the whole game, but you kind of have to like pick one thing and like focus on doing that, and if you don't like that, that's where like it comes in. Like if you don't like doing that one thing, go to something else, because there's a lot of, it's not like a billion different things to do, but there's a few different things you can do like while leveling up, mm-hmm. and then at max level it like. You can do any of that stuff, basically. But there's something for everyone, really. Like, if you like Pokemon, there's literally, like, Pokemon inside the game. You can, like, collect pets and pet battle them and shit, which is pretty fun. I like the collecting. So that's one thing I do a lot, is I collect the mounts and the pets. And then, also, there's just, like, dungeons. Like, if you like doing dungeons and shit and, like, other video games and that kind of thing, there's dungeons and raids. Like, you can do dungeons from the very beginning, and then once you hit max level, you can do, like, raids. And then another thing is just PvP. So there's battlegrounds and there's arenas. Arenas are, like, smaller groups, just, like, a quick little, like, 2v2, 3v3, or 5v5. Then there's battlegrounds, which is, like, specific type of like game. Like there's like a capture the flag type thing, this like capture and hold the flag type thing. There's a few different types of like game modes in PvP, and they're all fun, but that, like, a lot of it,
I might just need to like dedicate time to it, like actually sit down and like give it like a real,
yeah, I mean, they made it a lot easier to level for people like that, because I mean, when the game first came out, like 16 years ago now, it was a very slow like leveling, like grind. But that was part of the fun back then, because like back when it first came out, it was literally you level, which is a whole like part of the game, and then you fight bots and shit, which is a whole other part of the game, when you get to max level. But eventually got to the point where all that shit was so outdated that leveling became like just something that wasn't really part of the experience as much anymore. So they made it a lot quicker to like level now while still not being like feeling irrelevant, like just like the whole leveling experience. So it still feels like fun to level while giving you something to do when you get to max level. But it's a lot easier to level now. And they also like squished it
Yeah.
down to 60 levels instead of like 120.
Yeah, I guess that's a lot more less intimidating. Do they still let you get a level 20 for free or what?
I'm not sure. I think so, probably.
I remember back in the day, like the last time I tried it, you could get to level 20, and then after that, it was you're capped until you bought the
Yeah.
premium or whatever.
And now 20 is like pretty high considering the max level 60.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll definitely have to give it another go or something.
Yeah.
I've been looking for like something to play because like I'm getting really bored right now.
And a lot of people think you have to, like, if you play WoW, you have to dedicate all your time to it, but that's not true either. Like, you can just play here and there and you can still get some stuff done and have fun. Because, like I said, there's a lot to do.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just like not a big MMO person. I don't know why. I just feel like to me it's just like I don't understand like all the mechanics, so I just end up like fucking
See,
hitting shit.
that's the thing where there's really not that many, like, they dumbed the game down a lot for people that feel that way, basically. Like, it's not as hard as it looks anymore. It still, like, looks kind of intimidating, but you just have to literally learn what each thing does, like each attack does. And if you do that as you level up your character, it's like a super smooth, like, progression type thing.
All right.
All right.
All right. Well, we're coming up on 50 minutes here. I just wanted to see that get probably call it now. Just so we have like a little bit of a shorter episode. Plus, I'm getting kind of tired and
Plus,
I have to wake up early to fight the snow. We'll attempt to fight the snow on the way to work tomorrow. So.
if you don't hit 60 on the way to work, then you're not living.
Well, at no point do I get on the interstate to go
Exactly.
to
You
work,
don't hit
so
60 on the way to work, then you're not living.
yeah, okay. I'm gonna hit 60 and then just whip a left, when heading there, right into the lake. It'll get me there faster.
Nice.
Anyways, thank you everybody for listening. If you're new, feel free to follow us on social media at APTB201. That's TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, not Facebook. And then yeah, if you came across us on like something like Spotify or Apple, feel free to subscribe so that you get notifications when we post stuff as well. Yeah,
Hey,
thank you
thanks,
everybody. You have a
guys,
good week. Bye.
everybody. Appreciate it.